This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour special report recorded on Tuesday, August 29th, 2017. I'm Mark Boulanger. The Global Union, which represents food, farm, hotel, and restaurant workers, the IUF, is holding its International Congress in Geneva this week. One of the preliminary workshops at the Congress focused on issues related to women workers. I talked to two of the Congress delegates who participated in the session, Julia Long from Unite the Union in the UK and Nicole Martin from the Hotel Union in the Bahamas. Ms. Long is a national officer of Unite. I asked her, what is the major issue facing workers in the UK today?
Well, the major issue that's facing our members at the moment is Brexit. And obviously ensuring from the sector that I work in, which is the food, drink and agriculture, that we ensure that we get legislation kept in place for food and regulations for the pesticides that's used in agriculture and basically keeping people in jobs.
There are people from other countries who have been working in the UK for years and years. Are they members of Unite and are you concerned about them?
Yes, they are members and I am concerned about them because if you saw on the news last week, a lot of people have gone back into Europe because they don't feel welcome within the UK. And what we say in Unite is yes, people are welcome to come and work here. They are a valuable part of our economy and we need to make sure that people feel welcome.
You are at an international congress of the IUF. Can you tell us a bit about why Unite thinks it's important to be a member of the IUF?
Oh, it's major. It's very important that we're involved in the IUF. It's important for solidarity, for people who are working, for children who are working in areas of agriculture in other countries, that we are there in solidarity with that country to make sure that we go out and fight and campaign to stop people using and abusing workers, children and women. And that's why it's important that you now have a major role. And we don't only come to the IUF, we have other global organisations that we're part of as well. And, you know, we recognise, we have an international department and recognise that solidarity between all countries is good for our members and good for our union.
Nicole Martin is the president of the Hotel Union in the Bahamas. I asked her about the issues related to women workers in her country.
In the Bahamas, women have issues where the goalpost keeps moving. They move the goalpost. For example, if I want a job, the qualifications may say you need to have a master's degree, you need to be proficient in information technology, something. But if a woman expresses interest, those qualifications change. They change to include you need to know Portuguese, for example. So it is the movement of the goalpost. I believe equality as it relates to women in the workplace, I think we've achieved equality, but we've not achieved equity. And really and truly, people don't pay attention to the difference, equality and equity, because if a man gets an increase in pay and it's $2, the woman gets the same $2, she is still five steps behind him. So what we would want to see is equity, where if a man is, a male is here, we need the woman to be brought up to there. If it takes 20, 30, 40 steps, we need it to be brought where he is. So we have a lot of issues. And so listening to what other countries are saying about women being denied employment because of menstruation, I never heard it. The Bahamas may not have that issue, but our presence here can make it possible for that issue to go away in the country where it exists. So it's important for us to be affiliated, not just for what they can do for us, but also what we can do for others.
And that's it. International labor news you can use. The IUF Congress in Geneva will run from today until Thursday, August 31st. I'm Mark Boulanger. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.